The words "Made in China" are stamped on countless products in this country, from clothing to electronics. Cars have not been in that mix until now. For the first time on a mass scale, a car built in China will be on sale in the U.S. It's a Buick. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports on that and the billions of dollars the Chinese companies are investing in the auto industry.
So, you remember Volvo? The boxy, safe, brazenly unstylish pride of the Swedish car industry? Well, they're under new ownership, and it's making all the difference.
The North American truck utility of the year is the Volvo XC90.
China is playing an increasing role in world economics.
Lex Kerzemakis is CEO of Volvo North America, or it could be more fun to say that he's the German-born head of the Chinese-owned Swedish carmaker, Volvo.
I see it as an opportunity. It's not a threat. It's just they're starting to play a role in the automotive industry, and I see it as quite natural given what's happening in China.
Volvo is the most tangible example of China's expanding influence on the automobile industry. The Chinese conglomerate Geely bought Volvo from Ford in 2010 for about $2 billion.
Under the ownership of the Chinese, we have been able to execute all the plans we have developed after they bought us. And they gave us a lot of freedom, and I think we have used that freedom very well.
The company went through a restructuring, and Volvo spent $11 billion to invest in new cars and trucks. Now, Kerzemakis says, Volvo has started to reintroduce itself to the American shopper.
They see Volvo is successful again. Does that mean that we were bad in the past? Absolutely not. We made, and we still make, great cars.
Regardless of who owns you.
Absolutely. It has nothing to do with ownership. We are a Swedish company. We are based in Göteborg. That's where the Volvo is coming from.
If Volvo represents Chinese investment in Europe and the U.S., then General Motors represents American investment in China. Its Buick brand has had a foothold in China for decades. And for luxury car makers, China is it. Johan Dennason is head of Buick's sister brand, Cadillac. I spoke with him at the big car show in Detroit.
Luxury brands are global today, and that is part of our growth strategy for Cadillac, is to grow by entering new market segments where the brand isn't present, but also to grow by entering new geographies. And certainly there, China has got to be number one.
U.S. and European companies build the cars in China that they sell there. And now, Buicks built by General Motors in China are being sold here in the U.S. The next step in the evolving relationship, a Chinese carmaker building its own cars in America. The closest so far is a startup based in California called Faraday, which has Chinese roots and wants to build electric cars. Meanwhile, Rebecca Lindland with KBB.com says carmakers can't afford to ignore Chinese consumers.
The sheer volume that China pulls in, it helps you justify investments in new products, in new technologies, in vehicles that wouldn't necessarily sell in volume here in the States, but you can easily sell them in both here and China.
China is the largest car market in the world. Chinese shoppers easily buy twice as many cars as we do here in the U.S. Lindland says while the U.S. and European markets are mature,
China is still growing. It's not growing as fast, and they certainly have to get things like the stock market figured out, but there is still a tremendous amount of demand there. You know, they like their well-equipped vehicles. There's a lot of profit to be made there.
Analysts say Chinese cars built in the U.S. are a win, not an if. But right now, China has a big impact on the cars we're already driving. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.